This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Kicking off the third hour of the program. It, until now, had been Ian and Mark in the studio, but we have a special guest host for the remainder of our show tonight. He just happened to be in the neighborhood.
It's Derek J.
Here he is again, Derek J. Freeman.
Hey, everybody.
From AnyPay, which we've, of course, love AnyPay. We can talk about AnyPay in a bit, but
sure.
You actually had a Goldback story to tell. You had started to tell me off the air about how you paid for a haircut today with Goldbacks.
You have to define what Goldbacks are.
That's what I was about to do, but Mark, do you want to do that?
Well, I'll do my best.
Yeah.
These are... I call them bills. They're a little too slick. They're not like paper. They're more like this, I don't know, this plasticky kind of thing that has gold infused in it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's an actual gold bill that contains I think it's 0.1%.
No, gold. It's 1 gram, or gram. Sorry, not gram, sorry, 1/1000th of an ounce.
Okay.
Sorry, way off. That's the standard gold back. If you want to hold that up for the cameras, we can make sure you can actually be seen on our video feed. There it is. So that's the single. That's 1/1000th of an ounce. There are also other denominations. There's the 5/1000ths, 10/1000ths.
I'm going to hold my hand up to it so people can see it. It's smaller than my hand.
25/1000ths and 50/1000ths. So there are five different denominations.
So the idea is that you can do business in this. You can, you can conduct business. Gold's difficult to conduct business with.
Previously, because, it had been difficult.
What do you
now
do?
It's easy.
Split a piece of eight into eight pieces. That's what they used to do.
Mm-hmm.
But,
what can you really do with an ounce of gold besides buy a car if you have enough of them?
I mean,
there's very little that you can do with an ounce, $2,000 worth or roughly of gold. But the gold back, the brilliance of it, and it's only been around for just over a year now. It came out in October of 2019. So they just celebrated their first year of existence, this thing. It's amazing.
Wow, they're so new. They feel like they've been around, for a long time. But when you hold them, they have that feeling like, oh, this has been around. It's not a new thing.
It's tangible.
Yeah.
The technology itself has been around for about the last decade or so, from what I understand. But
it feels like gold. Like, Mark is right to point out that it doesn't feel like paper. When you're handing it over to somebody, they, stop and stare.
Oh,
they look at it.
Well, it's shiny, too, like gold. I mean, it looks like you're looking at a piece of gold.
So I was going for a regular haircut. I have just to make an appointment. And
at a place that takes crypto, mind you.
Right. He takes Bitcoin, which is why I go to this barber. I go out of my way. It's good for people who are
you're
listening.
You're 2 hours out of your way. Normally you live on the seacoast.
Yeah, but
it's a fine haircut, I must say.
Yeah, he's a good job. And, he went to the same school, same class as my barber over in Portsmouth.
Oh, cool.
Small world in New Hampshire. Yeah.
You're not the sort of guy that scrimps when it comes to haircuts either. You want the best haircut you can get.
Yeah. Generally, yeah, but there are two barbers in Keene that both take Bitcoin. And I went to
one's a salon.
Yeah.
The other's a barber.
They're both terrific. Yeah. And anyway, so I went and I had some of these in my wallet that I was ready to give for tips. Love to hand them out as tips. So I handed him one, said, hey, have you seen these yet? He's like, held it. No, I haven't seen it. So I said, let me be the first one to give you a gold back.
Mm-hmm.
And these are circulating around town, so it's likely he will encounter another.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, he loved it. He took it for a tip. End of haircut. I say, okay, how do you want payment? Cash? Bitcoin? Or these gold backs? You have more of that gold stuff? Give me that.
So interesting.
So you were going to tip him already in gold back.
I already gave him a tip right off the bat. Here's some gold. And then he wanted more for the rest of the payment.
Yeah,
he wanted
this whole thing in gold.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is so cool.
That is cool.
I mean, once you've got it in your hand.
Did you have enough to give him his whole payment?
Yeah,
gold?
I did.
Okay,
I ended up giving him 7 of these gold backs. Okay.
Yeah, 700 thousandths of an ounce.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right.
Yeah. And right now, these things go for, depending on where, you can find them on eBay for $5 or $6.
Yeah.
I retail them at $4 a piece, and you could, if you get some from the manufacturer, probably get it down to around $3.50, but you got to pay shipping. And,
as far as, it's just gold value. It's spot value.
$2.
Gold? Yeah, just about $2.
I took these to the gold store, and the guy in Portsmouth, he whipped out his calculator right away. Oh, what's this, with gold value? $2. But he said, you could even easily accept these for five because of the manufacturing.
Right. They're worth more because they make gold useful.
Right.
There's a value in that. And in fact, there was an interesting article that the gold-backed guy, the guy who created Jeremy Corden, who created gold-backs, he wrote about this. Because when he shows this to people, most of the response is like, oh, my God, that's beautiful. It's amazing. You know, how do I get these? But there was one guy who had this objection of, well, it's only worth $2 in gold. And you want $4 for it? And that person was Peter Schiff.
Oh, no.
He was the one guy who didn't see the value that is inherent in these things. Almost everybody else that looks at it gets it.
Well, funny, because how funny he doesn't get it. He didn't get it with
Bitcoin.
Well,
he's not selling them.
Well, it should be more than that, because he gets a lot of stuff right.
Sure.
What I would say is that I'm glad the question was asked, right? So gold is rife with people that just want to pay spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to
admit, do it.
I want to pay spot, too.
Good luck.
I want to get a nice, shiny piece of gold that's been minted with somebody's face on it or maybe an animal or something like that.
Delivered to you.
It's gorgeous, right? Handed to me with only having to pay for the actual value of gold. Forget the mining. Forget the refinement.
Right.
Forget all the people's chances. You know, the people who've made it into a nice shiny gold. Forget all that.
It's hard to get it too
for the gold. And this is what I can say. One of the advantages a cryptocurrency has is that you exchange cryptocurrency at spot.
Mm-hmm.
So you deal with the cheapskates like me that are in the marketplace that are being, you know, that just their mind can't quite get over that they're taking a $2 gold piece for $4 or $5.
Well, get this. The gold store in Portsmouth, he says that the least stingy people are his Bitcoin customers. That
interesting.
You know, people who want metals and stuff, they scrimp, whatever. But people who want to pay in Bitcoin, they're willing to throw down.
I believe that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that a lot of times people in Bitcoin want to get into metals in order to, firm up some of their gains.
Yeah, why not turn it into gold?
So they're spending a lot of money. If they bought a Bitcoin for $500 a few years ago, and they bought 10 of them for $500 a piece, now they're sitting on 18,000 times $180,000 worth of Bitcoin. They say, look, I'm going to take some earnings off the table now, and I'm going to buy $100,000 in gold and then just let the Bitcoin do what it does.
Can I tell you, I love Bitcoin, and I always try and give it to people.
Yeah.
I went to a marketplace a couple of weeks ago, and I was trying to tip a woman who sold paintings in Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't do it. Couldn't install the wallet. I was like, all right. Yeah. I gave up. She reached into her wallet, said, hey, but someone gave me one of these. She had a gold back.
Where was this?
If this was in Portsmouth.
At the market day?
At a market day, yeah.
So the Free Staters. Liberty people.
Liberty people in the seacoast of New Hampshire
area.
I didn't know this woman. I've never seen her before. And we had this connection.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin failed.
Yep.
Gold back worked.
And that is one of the huge advantages to this is that you can immediately see the value.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, there's no doubt about it. You can hold it. You can transfer it. There's nothing faster than handing one of these one person to another. Going back and forth. I mean, it's that easy.
Yeah.
And it has the...
Crypto's gotten better as far as its ease of use over time. But yeah, there is still a learning curve with crypto. So I think that gold backs and crypto are a 1-2 punch. I mean, I think they are... As far as alternatives to government monies, you got both of those things, man, you can go anywhere.
We were just talking about inflation and the damage it does to the individual, on the lowest level, the consumer, and that the responsibility that the consumer has once they understand how the government is completely irresponsible in the creation of currency, with its a partnership with the Federal Reserve and all these these nations basically that create their money out of thin air. And this is an easy way. So the gold back, cryptocurrency, these are easy ways that one can take back some level of control.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You cannot take back control from these people who claim to rule you. But you can get more More control, that is.
Indeed. And odds are, and we can't predict the future, but gold backs, you know, gold in general, probably you're not going to see meteoric rises like we're seeing with Bitcoin, BTC over the last few months. I mean, it's going to be impossible for gold likely to match that. But that said, gold has gone up over the last year, just like crypto has gone up over the last year. And when I mean just like, I mean it's gone up, as we predicted, once the government gang started printing out wads of trillions of dollars. It's almost a guarantee, because gold over time has done a good job of keeping up with inflation. That's historically one of the things that it's really good for. And now the gold back has made it easy to actually spend it for the first time in our lifetimes and our grandparents' lifetimes. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC ignored. New Wyoming congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news.
Maxwell, and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
BINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
BINOVITE.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And we're talking about money. Of course, Derek J's here. It wasn't a plan, by the way. He was just in town. He happened to call up. He's like, hey, I want some more gold backs. I just gave all mine to the barber for my haircut that I just got. And you've been giving them out as tips as well, I guess, when you go out and eat and things like that.
Yeah.
And Derek J lives an hour and two hours away from here. I just want to make it clear that, you know, we talk about New Hampshire on the show a lot, and mm-hmm. I do not give New Hampshire an extra inch that it hasn't earned. But what it has
earned... No, you've been very stingy about New Hampshire recently.
But what it has earned is this. Right? Like, you can immediately be part of an alternative currency system that is being built
yes.
in this state that is unlike anything else in the world, from what I can tell. At least, you know, no place that I have been can one operate in a, you know, an alternative currency in the way that you can in New Hampshire and experience the level of...
There are scant few places on the planet. There are a few, though. So Keene and Portsmouth in New Hampshire, those are the king and queen cities as far as crypto acceptance in real life is
We're
concerned.
Not going to discuss who's king and who's queen.
I know who the queen is. But there are some other cities. And, in fact, AnyPayInc.com, you guys have some other kind of hot spots in the world.
Thailand and Bangkok. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, those are our next two. Thailand is the biggest. I think
Bangkok's probably bigger than Keene, right?
Yeah, Bangkok does have more than Keene, mm-hmm. but I think Keene still
per
has
capita.
More activity.
Really? More activity?
I think so. Because there was a lot that died in the past year,
sure.
food trucks and certain restaurants and things. That was the main thing. But you guys have, like... car repair and detailing
dentist.
And haircuts and dentists.
Yep.
So you have like medical services.
So much you can do.
It's easy to get a restaurant to say, sure, I'll take your internet money. You know, I've heard of this Bitcoin thing, mm-hmm. whatever. But to
it's
get
not easy.
compared to getting medical services and a dentist and your, car repair and all of that, I mean, that's pretty advanced. So Keene is living way in the future.
Yeah, it's fun. And having this migration here, which as we've seen in recent days and weeks, more people have been coming to visit. More people have been really seriously considering migrating here. The more people we can get together that have similar ideas of, hey, let's get away from the dollar. Let's get into cryptocurrencies. Let's get into gold and silver. So Keene also has that sort of double, we've got not only crypto acceptance, but it seems like a lot of these places that take crypto are also very interested in gold.
Yeah.
So I think that, Little Zoe's Pizza is a perfect example. Listeners, if you've been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival over the last 4 or 5 years, you know Little Zoe's. They've got the best pizza, and
really
they're amazing. And they've been taking crypto now for, 3 years or something like that. And the owner loves the gold back. He is so into the gold back. Whenever I tip, I always tip. So I pay with crypto. Whenever I'm there through AnyPay, but then I always leave a gold back as the tip because I know he wants that more and the employees like him. And so he told me he was going to give a 10% discount once the New Hampshire gold backs are available.
Yeah! I can't wait. I want to receive one and at random. When you will know we've really won the circulation game because I'm trying to get them out there and tip people. But when I receive one, that's going to be really fun.
I've done both. I've bought things from people in the community with them and I have received them.
You've received them?
As well, yep.
Well, I have too. I think an entrance to the disco. I think there was one customer
I gave you those. Yeah, actually.
I think that you guys have been wildly successful compared to the alternative currencies that have existed prior to cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
The acceptance and usage. In many cases, they were regional. There was things called the Berkshires, and I can't remember what the other.
Those were just the hours.
Ithaca hours
are the same thing.
Yep, they're alternative currencies. Mm-hmm. But getting those, getting organizations to accept them. That's what's tough.
Yeah.
And I can tell you as a radio station that was involved in one of these barter exchanges, they don't always, they may be on the list, but they're not always accepting these exchanges.
Not in the mood, necessarily.
And so, what you guys have done here, just totally impressive.
So if you want to experience a little bit of this, come on up to ForkFest 2021. You can mark your calendar now for June 28th through July 4th. That will be the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, I know, Derek J., you had talked about doing something beforehand. Is that still in the works?
No, I think the best situation, really, from my opinion, ForkFest begins at the same time as ForkFest. It's a two-week festival.
Yeah.
Some people agree with this interpretation, others don't. That's okay. If no one's in charge,
No one's in charge, so yeah.
Right. So, you know, I mean, ForkFest is a frame of mind to some extent.
That's true.
And the people who set up ForkFest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as long as they leave alone the people who are setting up ForkFest for themselves or participating in ForkFest themselves, then no problem. If you want to use the services that the Porcupine Freedom Festival brings and has, awesome.
And this year they did do the right thing, and they did decentralize the Porcupine Freedom Festival a bit, which actually allowed for this to kind of happen in a way that it hadn't happened in many years.
It was the best so far.
So, yeah.
And it keeps getting better.
But go to ForkFest.party. If you only have 1 week, I'd recommend it be the ForkFest only week, where there's no Porcupine Freedom Festival happening, where there's no, you know, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they charge ticket prices, there's organizers. ForkFest is decentralized, meaning that there's no one who's in charge. Each individual, you are in charge of yourself. So what experience do you want to have? Do you just want to go hang out with other people and, you know, enjoy a good week in the woods with other liberty-minded folks? Or do you want to create something for people to do? Maybe you want to put on a show of some sort, perhaps a musical event. Like,
and you make some money doing it.
Maybe you will, maybe you won't. I don't know. Whatever you want to do, there was a poker table every single night in one of the party tents, or at least two party tents, and then you guys had an amazing dome.
There was a hackathon. There's like technology things that people do at ForkFest together.
It's so cool, and it's just up to you. So go to ForkFest.party. Again, mark your calendar June 28th through July 4th, or if you want the whole 2 weeks, mark it for a week prior to June 28th as well. And go to ForkFest.party, decentralized, so that's not an official website. It's just a website. ForkFest.party. Let's go to Robert. He's in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, I got a question I want to ask you about the Goldbacks and Koyomi wallet.
Yes, sir.
I bought a bunch of these Goldbacks earlier this year, and I gave them out, and I sold them, and I made, you know, all my money back. And these are fantastic, because the people that were buying them from me, they use them as Christmas gifts, and they give them to their children.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful gift.
And I believe that these Goldbacks are going to help, you know, the younger generation in the future, you know. Whether people want to accept it or not, these goldbacks are going to go up. You know, it's real gold.
They already have. When goldback started a year ago, the price of a goldback was below $3. It was like, I don't know, $2.75 or something like that. And earlier this year, it got as high up as like $3.50.
Wow.
So, I mean, they've already gone up.
Right. Now, a very small percentage of the goldbacks I have, specifically even the ones that are at a higher increment, like the 10 or the 20 increment ones.
25.
The gold would peel off the bill. Why is that?
This is a very rare problem that happens with the goldback, but we have seen it on rare occasion.
Especially the older ones.
I don't know if it's an older problem or what, but more coming up here in a moment. Stand by. This is Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bang Books. At bangbooks.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to diviproject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from diviproject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. diviproject.org. D-I-V-I. Project.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the fight against COVID-19. as the nation has passed 250,000 confirmed deaths from the disease. There was an average of 1,167 deaths from COVID per day last week. Many states and local jurisdictions are trying to enact various restrictions as ways to slow quickly increasing numbers of coronavirus cases in their areas. Admiral Brett Jirwa is a member of the President's Coronavirus Task Force, and he tells MSNBC that not enacting these temporary restrictions could cost more lives.
If we don't institute these measures and be very rigorous at the state and local levels about limiting certain businesses, not all businesses, most businesses can stay open, K-12 can stay open, but we have to have masks, we have to limit indoor crowded spaces. If we do not do that, we will lose tens of thousands of Americans by the time the vaccine is out and widely distributed.
This is USA Radio News. Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech announced Wednesday that after the completion of their Phase 3 trial of their coronavirus vaccine, it was found to be 95% effective, without serious safety concerns observed. Pfizer says they will ask the FDA for emergency use approval by the end of the week. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany credited President Trump's Operation Warp Speed with getting two vaccines developed in under a year. She tells Fox News it's another example of the president's work ethic.
We have this saying in the White House, do it in Trump time. What that means is do it faster than expected. You know, Dr. Fauci said this could take up to 18 months. What did this president do? Fastest vaccine in American history. And it wasn't just found by the end of the year. It was produced in advance, where 40 million vulnerable Americans will have a vaccine by the end of the year. That is what we call Trump time. Andrew Cuomo might be unable to recognize it, but that's what hard work, ingenuity, and a businessman back there behind me in the West Wing does for the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about a lot of business here tonight. Specifically, we covered the zombie companies in the last hour. You're certainly welcome to comment on that. New Hampshire being the most free economically of all of North America.
Wow.
That number, well, it's for the second year in a row. But yes, it's good news. And we've gotten actually more free from one year to the next.
That's fantastic.
So that's good, too. And now talking about one of the things that makes New Hampshire one of the freest places, and that is the fact that we've got a great community of liberty-minded people. The
three
of us,
weed laws.
The three of us, well, actually, it's decrimmed here in New Hampshire, so that's actually a really good thing.
Yeah, I haven't heard about anybody getting arrested for it.
No, and I've said that I was going to do this, and I finally put it in last week. I put in a 91A request, which is a Freedom of Information Act request, to get the numbers of arrests for cannabis from the year 2016 and 2015, which was the 2 years prior to decrim.
Wow.
Decrim happened in 2017. And I want to compare that to the number of tickets that were written, because now they can't arrest unless it's over 3/4 of an ounce.
Mm.
So the number of tickets written in 2018 and 2019, so the 2 years after decrim. And I want to compare. Now, well, I'm only asking Keene.
Don't you need to know if there's any arrests for over 3/4 of an ounce?
I'm asking for that, too.
Okay.
So I'm asking for all the cannabis-related kind of arrests slash tickets from those time periods. I just want to see.
For Keene only?
Just for Keene. Okay. I don't want to talk to the state police yet about it. I just want to see what happens. Just look at Keene and see how the enforcement is.
It would be a fascinating case study because you've got a college here. There's probably a lot of activity there.
So one of the things that makes this place special is the fact that we have a real community of liberty-minded people, people who've always been into these alternative currencies. Because before cryptocurrency, before Satoshi Nakamoto came out with Bitcoin in 2009, people were buying and selling things in New Hampshire with silver and gold. Silver more often, though, because it's smaller and it's easier. There's smaller values, so it's easier to use the same size of silver and buy more stuff with it. So that was something that was going on. There was something called Shire Silver. It wasn't that great, but people were into it. And, of course, the silver rounds have been incredibly popular. Mark, you mentioned the tenth of an ounce, or not tenth of an ounce, the silver dimes that the U.S. government put together for many, many years, actually, where it actually had 90% silver in them. So there's been a long history of this going on here with this movement. And the most recent version of this sort of alternative currency excitement has been the goldback, and that's what you were talking about here tonight, Derek J., and that led to Robert's call, who is on the line. And Robert, you had just asked about an issue that has come up on a rare occasion, because I'm kind of like one of the goldback guys here in New Hampshire. I've done a lot of moving goldback and getting it into people's hands, like other libertarians who want to have these things. So I'm one of the sort of the distributors, I guess you could say, and so people are going to tell me, right? Like I'm going to hear about this if it happens. It happened to one goldback at Forkfest, and there was, I think, one other guy that reported something to me that was similar this year. So it's not unheard of where the somehow, and we're not sure how it happens yet.
It just sort of delaminates.
But I'll bet it was a storage issue. Maybe. Bet someone was folding and crinkling and doing that. You know, I keep these all in one piece. Like, I don't fold them in half at all.
I wouldn't fold that.
Yeah.
I crease mine. I don't crease it. I put mine in my wallet, and it sort of got the wallet bend to it, but I'm not folding it.
Yeah.
So it's a little bendy.
The wallet bend you can undo over time by keeping something flat. So in your case, what you're doing is you're easily transporting something. Yeah. And Derek J. has a wallet that appears to be a better design for these. It's nice and flat. But
this is fine.
I would not crease something. I would,
there's a video online where a guy puts gold back in the washing machine and puts it in the dryer just to see if it holds up. And
How does it?
Yeah? It did.
It didn't melt or anything?
No.
It looks like a regular
It looks terrible, but it's still like there.
You can see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's going to definitely be, I think, as people... They're not going to take care of the goldbacks. Not every individual is going to take care of goldbacks in the same way, right? So some of them are going to get worn down, I think, over time. And likely the price will reflect that as far as...
If you took a gold coin and put it in a rock tumbler, it's not going to look so good when it comes out.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Not going to get as much for a crappy-looking gold coin as you will one that's in pristine shape.
They're not as fungible,
then.
Yeah.
So,
pristine means untouched by man.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Immaculate shape. So, Robert, the answer as far as the separation of the gold from the gold back or from the acrylic that that coats the gold back is it's been seen before, but it's very, very rare. And I suspect that over time the manufacturing, whatever this issue is, will probably be worked out. But then again, it's very rare that it happens.
Okay, so my other question is, Garrett, can you touch on the Konomi wallet? What's going on with that?
That's so funny that you asked that question because Mark...
I was grilling him on the off the air.
Yeah, before you even called in, Robert, Mark had brought it up, what's going on with Koinomi, because we've been advertising here for AnyPay. And
Robert's a longtime listener and an avid listener.
And he's a crypto guy.
He knows that I've been pushing this issue of Koinomi accepting AnyPay.
Well, let's explain for our listeners briefly what Koinomi is. It's a crypto wallet,
and
it's one of the older ones. It's been
around
for a long time.
I used it for a long time.
They've got a huge installed user base.
Yeah. Right. I've installed it for probably hundreds of people.
Yeah.
People who came into my Bitcoin shop, it was one of the ones I would recommend to people all the time.
Right.
So it's great. It can store multiple digital assets in one app, and it works really well. The thing it doesn't work well for yet is for payments. It works for storage of coins really well. It's, it gives you your keys. So, that's an important thing with Bitcoin is retaining ownership of your keys. But the one thing that it lacks that I think they could get right very soon is being useful for payments. And doing Bitcoin payments is a little different from just having Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. You could just have it on your phone and let it sit there and do nothing. But once you want to use it in a store, buy a cup of coffee or a haircut, you're going to need to send it from one wallet to another. And there's all kinds of communication that goes on between sending from one wallet to another. Many wallets support payments, and Bitcoin realized this a long time ago. In 2013, in fact, one of the major Bitcoin developers, Gavin Andreessen, submitted a proposal, which is known as BIP 70, Bitcoin proposal.
Gavin, by the way, longtime listener of Free Talk Live and supporter of the show.
Well, great. Yeah, because it is a really useful thing, and people realized when they were starting to send Bitcoin to each other for payments, hey, we need to include a little more data about this transaction, you know, who you're paying, or, you know, is it to a trusted website? Things that make it a more reliable, trustable, faster, non-custodial payment. So there's all kinds of reasons why you would want to specifically engineer your wallet for payments. And Coinomi has not yet done that. They haven't said they won't. But they need to hear from you.
Well, yeah, and we've been asking our listeners who are interested in crypto and who are ideally Coinomi users. Like, I don't want somebody to contact Coinomi if they're not already experienced with
the software. But a lot of people use it.
Yeah,
so if you use it and you want to use Bitcoin for payments, if you envision a world where people actually use Bitcoin as their money, then reach out to Coinomi and tell them, you know, hey, I love you guys. You're a great wallet. It would mean a lot to me if you would add support for the payment protocols.
Have you talked to them?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're on the radar. They're not just completely ignoring you.
Absolutely. No, they contacted me.
Okay.
And so they've been hearing from listeners. You guys must have been talking.
Goodness.
Yeah,
is this going on with other wallets out there, or is Coinomi the only one that's on the horizon?
There has been a wave of wallets this year that supported the payment protocols that didn't before.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what's happening now that Bitcoin is more usable and people want to use it for payments, is the wallets are catching up and saying, oh, we didn't realize that people actually cared about using Bitcoin as money. But many people don't, you know, and so you laugh because
they think it's an investment.
Yeah, and that's fine if you just want to sit there, just have it sit there, it can do that. But
the vision that Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin in 2009, put out in his white paper was electronic cash.
Yeah, and it can be
a store of value that just sits there. It's supposed to be used.
So there are a lot of great wallets that do support payment protocols.
So here's what you could do is if you want to contact Coinomi or Exodus Wallet or RelayX or Bread, some of these ones that are sort of behind the ball, just go to anypayinc.com/upgrade. You'll get more details on why you should do this, what it's about, and the contact info for those programmers. So
and I want to thank everybody who's done it so far.
We got more coming up here. anypayinc.com/upgrade.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi.
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you. If you want to dial in, you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also connect on our Matrix chat server over at chat.lrn.fm. That's actually a web page that will give you the instructions on how to get on that server. In fact, we were talking about goldbacks tonight. There's a room about goldbacks. There's a room there about cryptocurrency. So you can interact with our listeners
on that. Did you make the goldback room?
Of course I did.
Okay.
How fun.
And I made the crypto room, too.
Discord is so great.
Goldbacks.
This is not Discord. This
is...
We got booted off Discord.
They hate us.
What?
Everybody hates Free Talk Live. I don't understand it.
Well, you knew that was going to happen. I mean, we knew it wasn't going to last.
So what do you want to know?
It's called Matrix. It's a decentralized...
Yeah,
you do. Okay.
Yeah.
So for listeners that don't, it's a decentralized chat server. It is self-hosted.
Yeah.
So anybody can put up, you know, if you know how to do a server, you can put one of these things up. And so they're all also what they call federated, which means that they're connected. So one person on one Matrix. So if you already have a Matrix account somewhere, you can connect into our server and connect to some of the rooms, but there are certain rooms that are only for people that are have accounts on our server. And so if you want to get on our server, just go to chat.lrn.fm and you can get the full instructions there. And it's a server that allows you to create your own rooms if that's something that you want to do, or you can just use the ones that already exist.
Chat.matrix.
Chat.lrn.fm.
Oh, yeah. That's easy.
Yeah.
Chat.lrn.fm.
Exactly. So check that out. Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist. He is one of those users on that Matrix server and also Free Talk Live Amplifier. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about some COVID cases at our clinic.
All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yep.
We've avoided talking about COVID all night long, but go ahead.
Back to COVID. But we've treated a lot of COVID cases. A number of our patients have been patients between 90 and 100 years old.
Gosh.
And, yeah.
So, how many of them died?
I think we had one that died.
Yeah, and this is the thing that that you hear about how COVID is a geriatric issue, meaning for old people. But what they don't say is the majority of geriatrics that do get COVID survive
it. The supermajority of them, actually.
Well, I have a case here I wanted to expand on, and this one will probably surprise you. So, I want to preface this with a notice that there are patients that do not survive COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm not saying that everybody that gets COVID is going to live. But this case, it's quite interesting. A patient who was over 90, COVID positive, wound up in the hospital where it was determined that the patient is dying. Hmm. So this patient was approved for hospice care, which means comfort care only.
Right.
Was unconscious, given morphine, for, wow. because morphine is used for hospice patients for pain management. Now, that's standard.
Does morphine practice. Help you breathe?
It does relax the muscle tissue.
Is that good or bad? Because it would seem that like it would be bad for breathing.
Well, no, that's good.
I've known quite a few people who've used opiates who stopped breathing. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I mean, if you take too much of it, yeah, you're just going to mm-hmm. relax to the point where you don't breathe. Yeah, yeah. So, but we don't know. We have no idea what morphine did. But this patient did not die after being determined that it was a dying patient over 90 years old. And
put in hospice.
Put on comfort care only. After a week or so, the patient improved and was soon rolling around in a wheelchair and conversing with people. Mm-hmm. And so after a bit of this, the patient was discharged from the hospital.
Hooray!
And is doing fine today. So
great.
The reason I want to put this out there is that, yes, people can die from COVID. But what we're seeing in our practice is that, and for people out there that don't know, I am not a doctor. You know, my wife is the doctor. We have several practitioners that work for us. But so I can't give medical advice. But I can tell you what I know from being in the clinic and being the administrator there. I know that people don't get sick and die from this thing very often. And we've had some of our employees get sick. Nobody got sick very badly. And if this was like the bubonic plague, everybody in our clinic, all of our employees would have been sick by now.
Sure.
And we've only had four of our employees out of 21 or two employees. So it's not this bubonic plague type end of the world scenario. I don't even know why we're allowing the government to put restrictions on our liberties, even if it was.
Because people are docile, because they've been abused mentally by the government gang over many, you know, decades. That's why. It's been a long period of indoctrination that has led to people being particularly weak. And, of course, they're also very comfortable, which is another thing that leads people to being weak. And they've easily been taken advantage of. It's sad, but that's what's happened.
And on a separate note, we just had a little dinner with some medical personnel regarding some business tonight, and we didn't wear masks. We were elbow to elbow at the table, and we were shaking hands and even, you know, exchanged a few hugs. It's not like people in the medical industry, at least not around here anyway, are extremely afraid of this COVID, because we see it every day, and it's just like a common disease. That's why I call it the common COVID. I don't call it.
Oh, nice.
Just like the common cold, this is the common COVID.
And Mark, didn't you have a statistic about Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, with like 40% or something, or 40 million Americans, I think it was?
40 million Americans will be celebrating Thanksgiving with more than 10 people, which is
all right.
Yay. Treason. Treason. Your God, Biden, forbids it.
Well, it's not just Biden. It's governors.
Kamala Harris, too.
It's not just people on the right. It's governors across the United States.
Well, governors haven't come down necessarily on this. This was handed down from on high so that the Democrats can then sign on. Okay? So, yeah, I mean, there's absolutely...
No, Newsom had it in California, you know, like a month or so.
I understand, but now it's coming on. It's not spreading virally governor to governor. It has gone now to the president, the right and true president who should have been president for all time. It comes down from there and will then be, disseminated.
Have you seen some of the memes out there? Like, you know, the old come and take it with a cannon on it? Now they've got a turkey on there instead.
That's funny. Yeah, I've seen that. That was good.
And then there's the other one with the cops. You know, like the cops, when they do their drug bust, they lay out all the drugs and the money or the guns or whatever they got on a table.
Uh-huh.
And this one, they've got the cops around the table with cash spread out and then a turkey and a pipe, like a marijuana pipe. Thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you.
I can't wait for a turkey sandwich. Those are my favorite thing. It's not the turkey that we get on Thanksgiving. It's the sandwiches that you can make after the turkey meal. So you can slice it off and then mayonnaise and, oh, man,
now, supposedly, you're going to Florida for Thanksgiving, right?
No, I'm
going to
be eating Thanksgiving in a Portuguese-speaking African nation.
Really? You can't say where, though, right?
No.
Okay.
That's one way to celebrate.
I imagine Portuguese narrows it down to some extent.
It probably does.
They won't be celebrating Thanksgiving there, obviously. But Florida apparently is not ratcheting up restrictions. The governor there had promised that he was not going to be doing that, and apparently so far he's sticking to it.
They've been great. My partner, his grandmother called asking about Christmas, are you coming?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, sure, if you want me to. And she said, yes.
And so she's
in Texas.
Oh, Texas.
Yeah, so he's coming down to visit, but his sister in Oregon. Yeah, I'm going.
Okay, good.
His sister in Oregon is too afraid.
So,
young girl.
Is she from Portland? Was she in Oregon?
No, she's from Texas, but lives in Oregon now. And,
it's afraid.
But is she in the city? Or is she, like, out in the woods?
Yeah, she's in Portland.
Yeah, so she moved there because she's a diehard Democrat.
But the grandmother wants to see her grandchildren.
Sorry.
Of course she does. Right. Turns out these people in their 80s want to live.
Yeah.
They don't want to survive.
Right.
They want to live. And that's what, and it's all about survival. It's all about terror. This is a terrorist campaign perpetrated by, well, the Chinese government to start with, but the United States government is certainly signed on writ large. I mean, their signature looks like John Hancock at the bottom of this thing.
So my dad's church, they always do a big Thanksgiving. He's his wife's a pastor.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
They always have people who don't have homes or families to go to, they put on Thanksgiving
is this
for them.
In Jersey?
In Jersey. And they give them a place to go, meet other people, interact with other humans,
have
some food, and move on.
That's what Thanksgiving's about.
That is what Thanksgiving's about. You get strangers together sometimes. Right. We don't even know each other. We're part of a community.
It's so great when you can get somebody who's from outside your family to come for the Thanksgiving meal Christmas meal. It's so awesome.
Got to wrap your dad's story up, though, real fast. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they're not doing it this year. I asked them about it. Oh, they're doing it over Skype. I said, you need human connection. Death is not the worst of evils.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the second part of live free or die.
Death is
not the worst of evils. He said, yeah, you're right. He didn't even really think about it. There are things worse than death.
Yeah.
Isolation.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. My good friend who's 89, might be 90 now, who's in the nursing home. I mean, they've got him locked down. He's getting meals in his room. He's so sad.
That's
He's
awful.
Writing me letters.
That is awful. I wish we had more time. We are out of it for tonight. If you want, you can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out more over at AnyPay with Derek J. AnyPayInc.com. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dinovite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dinovite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dinovite, I took the advice from Dinovite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.